This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People are getting hired as more people get vaccinated and more businesses reopen. But there's still a long way to go to full recovery, especially in the face-to-face service sector, which employed, if you look at the numbers, it employs a lot of young women. A new study finds that there were pre-existing inequalities in the labor market going into the pandemic recession. The report calls for change to make sure the recovery this time is more equitable than the way we emerged from the Great Recession of 2008 and 9. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The Institute for Women's Policy Research studied women aged 16 to 24 in the pandemic.
Young women suffered the largest percentage decline in employment, largely due to their concentration in retail and service sectors.
Researcher Shengwei Sun says young women were already falling behind economically after the last recession, with many stuck in part-time, low-wage jobs without paid sick time. So when kids and elders needed care at home in the pandemic, keeping those jobs became even harder.
Young women are more likely than young men to identify care responsibilities as the main reason for them to not be able to work for pay.
First priority, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union, get
preschools, childcare, and schools back working.
Sun's group is pushing for structural change, increased childcare spending, paid leave, and training for higher paid jobs in construction and manufacturing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.